Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In Groundwork, author Rebecca Collison takes a look at individual faith development by pairing biblical parables based on the farm with social issues of our time. Using these spiritual passages and making relevant connections to current-day situations, Groundwork offers a fresh perspective to working out our faith by turning over the soil in our soul by bringing about a vibrant spirituality and life-changing Christian discipleship. Rebecca was a local newspaper reporter and nationally certified special education teacher before answering the call to ministry. An ordained United Methodist elder, known by many as Pastor Becky, she has served and led as pastor at churches in Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. Currently the senior pastor at Mariners Bethel United Methodist Church in Ocean View, Delaware. She holds bachelor's and master's degrees in education, received both her Master of Divinity and Doctorate of Ministry from Wesley Theological Seminary in Washington, D.C. When not at church, she lives with her husband, Glenn, on the corner of the family farm in Harrington, Delaware. Pastor Rebecca Collison, author of Groundwork, Farm Parables, and the Cultivation of Faith, is our guest on This Week in America. Pastor, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
What an exciting job you've done with the book in taking something that we all know something about and putting into terms that will help us all lead better lives. And in the introduction for your first book, Preparing Fields and Seasons of Change, you said that was a response to your doctoral work. What prompted you to write Groundwork? Where did this idea come from?
Well, in the first, in my doctoral work and in the first book, I look at the seasons, because living in a rural area, it's really easy to see the seasons, the fallow fields in the winter, the lush fields in the growing season, and that we could look to the landscape around us to inform our own lives. In the first book, it was about individual small churches and how they could navigate the changes in culture around them. And people were saying, well, how can I do that in my own life? How can I take this learning about the ground and move forward with it and, you know, have a deeper spiritual growth in my own life? And so I took Groundwork and the parables that were based on the farm and took that and moved forward with it with the same concept of looking to the land to inform us on how we can grow in faith.
The book is Groundwork by Rebecca Collison. Her website is Rebecca Collison, that's collison.com. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Why did you decide in your books to focus on the farm or land? Some might think, boy, that's sort of an outdated concept in the 21st century. How did you decide to take this idea and turn it into the books?
Well, because it struck me that most people, when they want to get away from all the craziness of life, when they want to feel more grounded, when they kind of want to find themselves, so to speak, they go to the land. They might go to a beach. They might go to the mountains. They might go to a lake. They might just take a walk in the woods. But there's something about our human connection to the land that just draws us and speaks to us. And it really is scientific, because if you walk barefoot on ground, it's been proven that electrons kind of flow through you. You know, we talk about being grounded.
Oh, yes, yes.
So it's scientific, but it's also the faith that we, you know, those who have a Christian faith believe that God created us from the dust of the earth, and when we pass, we've even heard dust, ashes to ashes, and dust to dust. So there is this innate connection, and if we start with the ground, then it can help us learn more about ourselves and where we are in life.
Parables are basically stories that teach us something. Talk about the decision to base a book on stories that were told a long time ago. People may wonder, boy, are these stories still relevant today? Would they be applicable to my life today because they were told so long ago?
Well, how many of us have heard stories in the barbershop, in the grocery store, anywhere we go? And they didn't have to happen today to touch our lives. We are a people who hand stories down from generation to generation, because a lot of the main issues then, or is it still the main issues now? And I grew up on stories. If we sat on the porch and, you know, sat and my grandparents would sit in rocking chairs and they would share stories about their childhood. My father would tell me stories as a child growing up, to teach me values, to teach me things that were important, so that I would learn the lessons that would help shape me as a person. I mean, it's a pattern that culture has used for years. And the biblical parables are just one other type of story that can help us claim our own story in our life.
And because they are stories, for some, it makes it a little more relatable. We can understand the story. There are humans that are going through that just like us. The time frame may be different, but we can relate right to what they're going through. The book is Groundwork, Farm Parables and the Cultivation of Faith by Rebecca Collison, our guest on the program. Her website is RebeccaCollison.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places, and all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you came up with the concept for Groundwork, what research did you do to put this book together, and how long a process was that?
It took a couple of years, actually, not only reading the scripture passages, but also commentaries written about them. Kind of going back to some well-known theologians like C.S. Lewis and Bonhoeffer, to Howard Thurman. I read current articles and blogs. That's where I learned the difference between dirt and soil. They're not the same thing.
Now that's interesting.
Dirt actually doesn't have life to it. It can't bring forth life. You think of fill dirt. That's all it's doing is filling a space. But soil actually is based on layers and layers of life that was, that has kind of decomposed, but life that is as well. And that's what we are. We're called to be soil, that we have layers that have been put in our lives from people and events before us and things that are going on now. And it's those layers that give the richness to our lives. And so I learned that difference just going through the blogs and learning about what ground actually is. So I learned those things. And I got, you know, talked to different people in different walks of life. And some lived in the city, some lived in the country. Because, it, you know, it takes a village to raise up a person. It kind of takes a village to raise up a book as well.
You know, it's interesting because the book is receiving excellent reviews and really helping a lot of people. You're the author. What did this do for you as you were doing this research and studying this? How affirming were the messages in the book to you?
It really gave me a new look at, like, the prodigal son, the story of the prodigal son. A lot of people know that story, even if they're not familiar with passages in the Bible, and how the younger son was shown mercy, but that the older son who stayed home also kind of had a difficult time giving grace to the younger brother. And then they question, you know, their interactions with the father. And it really touched me in that I can see myself in both those places. I can see where I wandered in life, but I can also see where I might not have been as open to new things in my life because I was stuck in my ways, and how unpacking these stories for other people helped unpack it for me and helped me realize the power and the richness that's in these biblical stories that relate to my life even today.
The book is Groundwork, Farm Parables and the Cultivation of Faith by Pastor Rebecca Collison, our guest on the program. Who was the intended audience for this book? As you were writing Groundwork, who did you see as being the main benefactors from what's in the book?
Well, I mean, initially it was a response to people wanting more of these farm-based stories, and how does that relate to their life today? How can that help strengthen their faith? How can that deepen their spirituality? But also I found out that people who just grew up on the farm graduate or would gravitate towards this book, that folks who didn't see the relevance but understood something about having a garden would gravitate towards this. You know, there's a lot of victory garden type of situations that cropped up, pardon the pun, during COVID.
Oh, yes.
So I've seen this from anybody wanting to go deeper and be grounded in their life. We're kind of drawn to this book.
You've taken and paired biblical parables with current day social issues. Talk about the thought process and what it took to present it in that fashion.
I've always been one that if I looked at the Bible and I read it and I'm like, okay, it applies to me. So what's it got to do with me going out into the world around us? I mean, we kind of live in a crazy world right now. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of confusion. And how does that relate to me today? And I see embedded in these stories, there are the need for grace to give somebody something or support them without them earning it. The need for mercy, that it doesn't have, you don't have to check these things off in order to be kind to someone. The need for sacrificing our time and not making it all about me, but about somebody else or about God. And I saw these rise up and I started thinking about things in my life where there were people on the margins, whether it was people with disabilities who weren't offered grace or mercy because people thought, well, you need to work as hard to earn this. And most of the time they work even harder to get any kind of acknowledgement. People of color who face challenges that I never, as, you know, as a person who is white, would never face. People who face poverty. You know, a lot of people think, well, all you gotta do is go get a job. Do you realize that people who are in poverty or say on government assistance, it takes almost 10 years for them to work their way out of that? It's not an easy process. It's not just a getting a job fixes it. It's some systemic things we have going on. And the Bible related to those issues back then, and it relates to us today because some of those things are still with us.
Does the book have, the book is grounded, does that have relevance for someone who maybe doesn't go to church or has another faith belief? Does it apply to them?
I believe it does because it does make the connection of that we all have a spirit, and regardless of where your faith belief lands, you still are connected to one another. We have a shared humanity with one another. We have a relationship with the land wherever we live. You know, we have a place possibly we call home or a place we feel at home. So since we share those feelings, grounded can reach across denominations or faith beliefs, or even if you don't believe in any of that, it's still, we are together in one humanity and we share some of these same experiences, and it relates to that.
The book is Groundwork from Parables, Farm Parables, and the Cultivation of Faith by Rebecca Collison, our guest on the program. Book available Amazon, the usual places. Her website is RebeccaCollison.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. There are several illustrations from your own personal life in rural Delaware that are included in the book. Talk about that, including that, and you touched on before how writing this book and the thought process that went into this has helped your life as well. Talk about the personal experiences that you reflect in Groundwork.
Well, I've been in different seasons in my life. I've known what a fallow season is when the fields seem empty because I have been through divorce. I have had challenges in my life where I was on government assistance at one point as a single mom. I know what it's like to have a planting season when I've gone to school and tried to plant those seeds in my life and encourage my sons. I know what it is to be a growing season and you know, graduate from those programs and be a teacher and be a reporter and be a pastor. And even harvest seasons where I actually got to see the fruits of my labor, one being the book, but other things that have unfolded before me. I mean, I've gone through different situations in my life. I have a son who is deaf. So I understand watching what he goes through and me as a parent, how these can be difficult seasons in our life, and yet we can still celebrate going through them because there are always ways we can learn, and there are always ways we can let our roots go deeper into what we believe.
I'm assuming this would be an excellent addition to someone's library. There, we all go through different seasons, and the seasons are different. This is a book that you can read through and go back from time to time to find the particular parables, the particular section of the book that we really need at that point, at that season in our life.
Yes, I agree with that.
And the book is available at, you get information at Pastor Rebecca Collison's website, RebeccaCollison.com. Book is Groundwork, Farm Parables and the Cultivation of Faith. Who influenced you the most in writing the book, this concept?
Probably the biggest influence is my father, because he would read me stories and poems every night when I was a little kid, and he would make up stories to teach me values and to teach me about the world around me, and even told some of those stories to my Sunday school classes and my elementary school classes during story time. and I loved to write. I just would always write stories, and it was like the two of them came together. So I would journal as my boys were growing up and were able to take the stories that we were living through in life and put them in my journal and look back later and see how I didn't see a way out then, but then later I could. So my dad and my family.
You know, it's interesting. Storytelling is powerful, isn't it? You've talked about writing. You talked about presenting stories. You talked about your father holding your attention by telling stories. That's a great way. If you just give the message, sometimes we don't. It doesn't resonate with us. But if you tell a story, suddenly you've got something that we can relate to. It's entertaining, and we retain that message, don't we?
Yes, you can remember the story. You might not remember the specific statistics or details, but you remember how you feel. You remember how an event unfolded before you, and it's that power of story that we all share, no matter what our faith belief.
On the cover of Grounded, it shows an individual spade digging into the dirt. Any advice that you'd give for an individual trying to find their grounding in the world today? And I say that because, boy, with challenges and conflict all around us. You turn on the news, you pick up a newspaper, you talk to someone on the street. It's difficult out there now. Any advice for us as we're trying to find our own grounding?
I guess it kind of goes back to like that sign, stop, look, and listen.
Yes.
you've got to stop for a minute and look at where you are in life. Look at where you're kind of, it's been a phrase where God has planted you, but really the landscape around you, that you're there for a reason. And then listen to the stories that are told around you. Listen to your own story. Tell it to somebody else, and, take the seeds from other people's story. Don't correct them or say, oh yeah, I went through that. But take that seed from them, because I have learned so much by just listening to somebody else who I may not have run into before, and they have a different take on their situation in life than I do, and I can learn from that. So stopping to look around and to listen to others and to encourage others to tell their story, because when we hear each other's voices is when we become a better people, and when it helps ground ourselves in what we believe and who we are made to be.
What are you working on now? Is there another book that you're in the process of writing?
I'm working on one. It's in the beginning stages. It's kind of in the note stages, but it's I'm working on one now, and it does extend past just being groundwork. It kind of extends into the situations we face in culture today, and how we can, bring something forth from that offers life.
How difficult is it now when you've got so many people in your congregation going through so many separate issues, and you again, listening, obviously, a key, and you listen, you try to direct people. How challenging is it now to give hope to people that go, I'm not sure, we've got so many things, it's such a tumultuous world that we're living in. How difficult is it to offer them hope?
Well, if it's reliant only on me, I don't know there's a whole lot of hope. But I have to put my faith in that which is beyond me.
Yes.
I have to ground my faith in God. That's what grounds me, because me as a person, if somebody puts their faith only in me, I'm going to let somebody down. I'm not perfect. I drop the ball on occasions, but I keep pointing them to something that is far beyond, as AA would call it, a greater power than myself. And that is how we keep going forward, is to seed hope into people and point back when God was faithful. Sometimes we don't realize it when we're going through the storm, but once we come out the other side, we see how we've grown and how that has shaped us so that we can reach out and help somebody else on their journey.
And you've done such a remarkable job of helping people in Groundwork, Farm Parables, and the Cultivation of Faith by Rebecca Collison, our guest on the program. Book available, Amazon, of course, the usual places. Her website, RebeccaCollison.com. That's R-E-B-E-C-C-A, and Collison, C-O-L-L-I-S-O-N. All these links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Pastor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. A remarkable job with the book and breaking something down that's very helpful, taking these farm parables and relating them to our seasons in life. As I say, it's a book that's a great reference book to have in the library. As seasons change and we need some encouragement, we will find it there from Pastor Becky. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. A pleasure. Good luck, and we'll stay in touch. And when the new book comes out, we'd love to talk about that as well.
Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate the time.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. And the book is Groundwork, Farm Parables and the Cultivation of Faith. Rebecca Collison, the author. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.